welcome back to Newsy's Latest Headlines. I'm Johanna Grenaway here with some of the top stories we're tracking right now. The FDA has authorized the use of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for children 12 to 15 years old. A study with more than 2,000 volunteers found that kids experienced side effects similar to young adults, mostly sore arms, fever, chills, or aches, especially after the second dose. The FDA says the known and potential benefits of the vaccine outweigh the potential risks. Researchers found the kids in the study developed higher levels of virus-fighting antibodies than earlier studies measured in young adults. Shots for 12 to 15-year-olds could begin as soon as a Federal Vaccine Advisory Committee issues recommendations, which is expected Wednesday. Meanwhile, NBC announced it will not be airing the Golden Globes in 2022. This comes amid growing pressure on the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Netflix, Warner Brothers, and many Hollywood stars have threatened boycotts over the association's lack of inclusiveness. In a statement, NBC said it believes the Press Association is committed to reform, but that, quote, change of this magnitude takes time and work, and we feel strongly that the HFPA needs time to do it right. NBC said it does plan to air the 2023 Golden Globes, assuming the HFPA follows through on its reform pledge. And internationally, Hamas claimed responsibility for rocket attacks against Israel Monday. Then Israel responded with airstrikes across the Gaza Strip that killed at least 13 people, including 6 children. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that fighting could continue for a while and said, quote, the terrorist organizations in Gaza have crossed a red line. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby condemned the attacks by Hamas, which the U.S. considers a terrorist organization.
The rocket attacks coming from Gaza are unacceptable. Israel has a right to defend itself and its people and its territory. And the Department of Defense remains committed, very committed to helping Israel do that.
Thanks for watching, Newsy. We'll be back with more headlines soon, but stick around right here for other top stories coming your way.